Looking forward to Seattle. Big Thursday today, and keep getting prepared for this week's opponent.
Unload a lot of blitz looks at you guys. What have you done in the past to sort of try and quell that feeding frenzy and keep them from bringing everything they have at you?
I don't know what you're talking about, Dan.
As defenses start to identify you guys as an offense that can be blitzed, whether it be run blitzes, pass blitzes, and they bring a lot, you know, Tampa did a lot of that stuff. What can you use to sort of quell that?
Well, make plays in the run and pass game. That would be what you'd want to do to beat that. I think they blitzed about as much as other people did. So we hit them a couple times, and they definitely hit us a couple times.
When you look at Seattle, how do they compare as far as the amount of blitzes they want to throw at you?
That remains to be seen. They're not going to tell us their game plan. I know we're not going to tell them ours.
On film,
they haven't blitzed as much relative to other defenses.
What's the next step for Christian in his development? When blitzes are coming and recognizing maybe a check down or two is taken away and trying to figure out where the vulnerabilities of a defense are.
Yeah, that's going to be part of the process with Christian on our whole offense is getting better when they blitz and when they don't blitz, completing a high rate of passes and making some plays, and that's part of the deal, part of the process.
Why do you think it's been a bit of a struggle to get Jerome involved to maybe the preseason expectations you had for him?
Well, I think the injury played a little bit of a role, but he's getting back to being close to healthy. We know he's working hard each and every day in practice, and we're looking forward to, like you said, really getting more production out of him and sending more balls his way.
Has separation been an issue for him, just having that second gear to get past defensive backs?
Well, if you look at the film, I guess you could answer that in the affirmative on a couple plays, but we need to do a better job also of asking him to run different types of routes as well. So we're looking forward to that starting this week.
By that, do you mean you think cornerbacks are starting to just see a tendency of him going long and not respecting?
Well, I think they're always going to respect his speed. And then he's done some other good things too, ran some good routes there in Detroit that first week back, and now we're still working through his issue with his foot. And I think he's getting better each and every week.
Are there opportunities to exploit the middle of defenses deep? Because it seems like a lot of yours have come down the sidelines.
Most definitely. I think we had a couple good shots against Washington. I know we hit Percy there, and we definitely want to do that in the middle as well as on the sideline.
How much of an emphasis was ball security this week after those two fumbles kind of changed the game on you?
Yeah, it remains an emphasis. It definitely does. Those plays are tough to overcome. But I thought Tampa did a good job. Both guys made good plays. I think 71 made the play on Jerome, and of course number 20 did it to Adrian after he performed that spin move. So Tampa Bay created those turnovers, and we want to do a good job of protecting it, as you mentioned.
So Christian being off target on some of those short passes, he missed Percy a couple times in that game. Even the one to Jerome that he fumbled was a little bit high, I think, for that route. Is that, do you chalk some of that up to only having one practice during the week and maybe not having the timing on the routes you wanted to run, or why was he inaccurate there?
Well, I think it's part of the process. We've got a young quarterback, as we realize, who's in the developmental stage, and he's done some outstanding things through the first half of our regular season. We've also done some not-so-outstanding things as well as an offense and him personally. So it's part of the process, I believe. He's going to work through it. We're going to work through it as an offense and try to be more consistent, as you said, in the accuracy department.
To be 8 weeks into the season to see Adrian atop the rushing leaders, what's impressed you the most about these last couple months working with him?
He's very intent, as we know, very driven, and has just worked tremendously hard to get his body back in shape. He's even sharper this year than he was last year in terms of pass protection, and so all things are really pointing in the right direction with him.
As you look a little bit at Seattle's offense, I guess obviously Darrell Bevell was here before, and you guys both kind of come from that West Coast offense in terms of your roots at least. What's the biggest thing that's different now between the scheme he was running before and where you've taken it?
You know, I don't know that I could speak to the scheme before very well. Really try to immerse myself in the personnel and not so much the scheme when we first got here.
I guess how have players responded to that in terms of making changes and just kind of teaching them new things from what they were doing before?
Yeah, I'm trying to think back on that. I don't know that I'd have a good answer for you on that. We do have a great group of players. they've had success here over the years, and our whole offensive staff is fantastic. The staff that Leslie put together, I'm glad to be a part of it.
Has it been a challenge for you at all these past 4 weeks as Christian has struggled after such a good start to just keep him, you know, mentally confident that he can go out there and perform?
I think he's on top of that. I think he's a terrific athlete, as we know, and this process right now that we're going through is definitely a difficult stage, and we're working as hard and fast as we can to get through this stage, but it's part of the process of a young QB and a young offense.
Did you have to go through that in Atlanta?
Most definitely, yeah.
And what sort of pointers did you pick up from that?
You've got to keep working. You've got to keep working hard and remain focused on the opponent, you know, each and every week, and work as hard as you can and come out the other end better off for it.
Time you spent with Russell in January, I know you guys were very fond of him and the way he worked. What do you recall about getting around him and having a chance to spend time with him?
That was a very beneficial week for our staff, and Russell was one of the real standouts on the offensive side of the ball in terms of leadership and awareness.
What specifically, leadership-wise, stood out?
I think his command of the huddle, his work ethic at practice.
What do you see out of Seattle's secondary, especially their cornerbacks?
Good size, and they contest each and every pass. So we're going to have to be very precise and very attentive to detail to be efficient in the passing game.
Are they about as physical of a pair of cornerbacks as you've come across this year?
Yep, and they're playing well. The whole defense is really playing well. You can sense that they have confidence and momentum and believe in what they're doing. Good. Thanks, guys. Thanks. Have a good week.